from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and now we're going to take you to Johnstown, Pennsylvania, from News 6. Ty Ann Bell is a reporter that's covering today's Donald Trump visit, and as I understand it, Ty Ann, you're already on the scene right now. We got her. Ty Ann, good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Are you already at First Summer Arena?
Oh, yes, I am. I've been here since 4:30 this morning.
And have you covered a presidential visit before?
No, this is actually my first ever. I am only 3 months in my first job towards my career, so this is the first big event that I get to cover.
And as I understand it, you're a native of Johnstown.
I am.
And an IUP grad?
Yes, I am.
All right, so as a hometown person, this is a pretty big deal today to have a former president visiting, especially under the circumstances of this big campaign in Pennsylvania. So what's the game plan today?
This is pretty crazy. I guess there has been some supporters that have been camping out since yesterday, since 7 p.m. Vendors pulled in since 3 p.m. yesterday. The crowds are just rolling in crazy. There's Trump trunks everywhere, clothing everywhere. There's people dressed up as President Trump. I think there's a lot of kids that are more excited about this than a lot of people would think. The traffic, the streets are starting to close down. It's pretty crazy here in Johnstown.
Ty Ann, this is Paul Rasmussen, the news anchor with Larry here in Pittsburgh. I'm curious to know if this seems to you like tailgating.
I'm getting some college vibes, yes. I would say that this feels like a tailgate, 100%.
Yeah, so when is Donald Trump actually expected to take the stage and speak?
Supposedly, he should be arriving to the Johnstown Airport around 3:30. Not sure how accurate that's going to be, but events supposed to kick off at 4:30. We weren't told if there's any other speakers that are joining him. We haven't really got that kind of information, but it's supposed to start around 4:30.
Ty Ann, as about the arena itself, how many people can fit inside, and is everyone outside going to be able to get in?
The arena can hold up to about 5,000 viewers and fans. I talked to vendors, and they said that they were told specifically that they are not allowed to attend it. They have to stay outside. I'm not exactly sure how everyone's going to fit in, because approximately we were told that there's going to be 6,000, 7,000 people that are going to try to be here. Not sure how that's all going to work.
And did they have to register before to get in, or is this a process that they're going to begin, obviously, hours before to check everybody through Secret Service security?
There was a link that local news around here put on to get their tickets. I think it was free. Don't quote me on that. Not exactly sure. I don't know if they get an email or something proving that they registered, but they definitely had to follow a link, put information in that way, and that's all that I have know.
Yeah, I guess I'm
all right. Well, we appreciate you taking some time for us. Good luck today.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. Ty Ann Bell, who's a new reporter at News 6 in Johnstown.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.